This is URN.
Hey, we're Palace. I'm Matt, that's Leo,
and that's Roo.
So you're listening to URN, University Radio Nottingham, and I'm here with the guys from Palace. Guys, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Great, thanks, man.
Pretty damn good.
Obviously, this is your first gig back in the UK. You've done a big kind of European tour. How did you find it?
It's great. It was really fun. We drove back from Amsterdam yesterday. Had a long day in the van, which was pretty brutal. But the tour was amazing. We played lots of incredible shows in great cities and made lots of new fans. And yeah, it was amazing. It was a really amazing start to this tour.
Any particular standouts, like city-wise, or
Had a good time in Munich, Vienna.
Barcelona.
Yeah, most of them are great. They're all great. Touring around the rest of Europe is just really fun because it's so different. Every gig is completely different because you're in a new country, new language, it's new food. It's awesome.
Always saying thank you in the wrong language.
Yeah. How's the touring then affect your kind of relationships with the songs? Obviously, these were written a while ago now. Mm. So how's it kind of change your relationship with them?
I guess it's always your relationship with the songs for me is always like slightly evolving and changing, and when you first play them when they're fresh you feel very connected in a different way, and as time goes by, we were just talking about it actually, you kind of become, it takes on a slightly new form and it maybe can become a more positive experience of yours, even if you're singing about a very sad song, and it almost becomes a lot of it even more about the audience's reaction to it, and it's like you transfer the song in a funny way to them. And you get to see them reacting to it and you feed off that in a weird way. Whereas at the beginning when you sing it or play it, it feels very raw and emotional and fresh and intense. And now I think they kind of take a more kind of positive meaning maybe to them. It's always draining. The songs for all of us are very like intense to play or sing or whatever. And after the show is we're totally screwed because it's a kind of big experience, but it's a positive one.
Yeah, no, I think you get that definitely from the album as well. I think obviously the albums are quite emotional, but there's always a kind of positive note at the end of it. How was it kind of trying to find that optimism at the end of the writing process?
I think it was there all along, really. I think the album turned out like that because it was just certain experiences we went through that were kind of intense experiences, but there was always kind of hope within them. So the songs had been built around that feeling of going through hard times and experiences and emotional things, but finding this positivity at the end and seeing this light at the end of the tunnel. So it was always there the whole time, really. It wasn't a matter of like discovering it or finding it, really. I think it was a time of just discovering new positive things, really.
And what is it like then putting those kind of lyrics to a sound, because I feel like you guys have a signature kind of sound.
Yeah,
what was it like trying to transfer that then?
I think they kind of just go hand in hand quite naturally, really. The way I guess there's a kind of very natural fluidity to the melody and the lyrics with the playing. I feel like they are kind of one and the same in a funny way. The way the guitars kind of weave around the melody and the drums keep the rhythm, I think it's like it's just we've started from the beginning building them up together in this thing, so they're just, it's a very fluid kind of process, I guess.
And so what are kind of your influences then, would you say, in terms of maybe particular bands that you take inspiration from?
Lots, I guess.
Lots of influences, yeah. I think it's pretty broad, really. I mean, there's loads of think we all agree on stuff like Fleetwood Mac and some old folky stuff like Van Morrison, and there's a big Jeff Buckley influence there as well, all of us. How about you guys?
I guess as Matt said, like folky and lots of kind of Nick Drake and John Martin and all these guys who we all really love, and then Roo is more Bruce quite into a bit of prog and old stuff. I mean, yeah, it's a combo, but I think we tend to all lean towards a lot of older kind of music and kind of classic stuff, guitar music, really. Matt's a big, very big Radiohead fan, and that's certainly in there for all of us. But yeah, like all sorts of things. We're all kind of music obsessors, really.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so lots of things always seeping in different, you know, things that you listen to now and discover, you know, that seeps into the music as well, I think.
I think for fans then, because obviously you managed to have, I think, 3 or 4 videos that you've done so far.
For this album?
Yeah, for this album.
Yeah, I think so.
So what are, like, how important are the visuals then for you guys?
Pretty important, really. I think we've always had an idea of what our aesthetic is, and it matters a lot to us, I think, how the videos turn out. They don't always turn out quite how we want them to be honest, but that's happens, you know, sometimes. But it's a very important thing. There's a very specific visual and look to what Palace is and what matches the sound. You know, my little brother does the artwork, for instance. He does that, so it's all very connected in the way we see things. And it's really important. We sometimes do the videos ourselves. We did the video for Heaven Up There, the first one. We did a couple of other ones as well.
What was the one take kind of version of that then? Because that's really, I think, quite a simple but really beautiful, I think, that video, that version of it.
Yeah, well, that was done by a couple of guys who Matt knows. These really talented guys. I mean, they literally came up with that in, like, what, 2.5 weeks or something?
Yeah, it all happened really, really quickly. They heard the song, they loved it, and they came up with this idea, thought it could be cool to do it in one take, and that was it. Yeah, really simple, really simple.
With that actor, what's he called? What's his name?
Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh, who's in, like, quite a lot of stuff.
Layer Cake.
You know, Kevin Perry Go Large.
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie,
Tom Cruise, yeah.
He's a pretty famous guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So then, what you guys are kind of looking forward to with the tour coming up? Are there any particular dates you're really looking forward to?
I think kind of all of them in different ways, really. The venues are all bigger and they're selling really well. And it's always hard to pinpoint, because then you suddenly remember other ones and you're like, you know, getting to go to Bristol, Manchester, Glasgow, Newcastle, all these places that we haven't been for quite a long time. So it's all fun, and every city has its different vibe, and we just want to, we really love touring. That's what we love doing. We love playing and kind of giving the music back to people in that way. It's very special for us, so it's a great experience.
So going back to visuals then, obviously one of the videos that you had was for Marta.
I just want to remember which one that was.
I just wanted to kind of end on a quick kind of game, if you're alright with
that. Go for it.
Just a kind of Marta or Devil, because obviously the song talks about what that's about. So going to name some people, you can go around, say whether you think they're more of a Marta or more of a Devil. So obviously we released his new album recently, Kanye West. What do you make of him?
I kind of think Martin. I kind of think he's like, I mean, he's completely ridiculous and mad, but I kind of think that's great in a weird way, and that maybe the world needs something like that.
Sure.
Maybe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's an idiot. It's a super religious album as well, right?
Yeah. So, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's all gospel. But I haven't heard it yet, but.
Yeah.
No, I've heard a couple of
times. If we called him the devil, he'd be pretty mad about that.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. He'd be pretty mad about that.
Is it really so religious? Like a kind of.
Yeah, because he started doing this kind of like. This weekly, every Sunday, he had this kind of like hip hop gospel thing where in LA.
Wow.
It's kind of been bred out of that, I think.
Yeah.
It's quite cool.
Okay, moving on then. Kevin Parker, Tamin Palmer.
I haven't heard it yet. I actually
New stuff? Or like,
what do you mean, him as a person, you mean?
Or his music, whichever.
He might have turned to the devil.
Possibly, yeah.
Well, we'll find out. When's the new album out?
Yeah.
quite soon, actually.
Yes. There's one new song out. Well, yeah, we had to say Marty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And then moving away maybe a bit from music, thoughts on Chris Lilling from... Oh, I know you guys...
Love that guy. That's the Summer High Tide guy. How do you know who watched that?
Really?
There was an interview and you guys mentioned it.
Mr. G from Summer High Tide. Mr. G.
Summer High Tide.
Oh, yeah, I'm really watching.
We Can Be Heroes.
Yeah, We Can Be Heroes.
He's awesome. He's the best. Marta, he's great. Definitely love him. He's just like incredible. Mr. G is one of the great characters of all time.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's it basically. Cool. So there were no devils in that.
No
devils. So that's pretty good. Well, thanks very much and good luck with the gig.
Thanks, man.
Cheers. This is URN.